Rashi ala Torah, Parashat Vayikra, Aliyat Rishoni. Parashat starts off by saying, Vayikra el Moshe. Hashem called out to Moshe, Vayidaber Adonai elav, me ohel mu'ed lemor. And Hashem spoke to him from the ohel mu'ed, from the tent of meeting, and he said, Rashi's bothered by the double lashon, Vayikra and Vaidaber, seemingly two very similar words being used. He called out them and he said, why do you need both of those words here in the Pasuk? Why can't you just say, Vaidaber Adonai elav, Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu? So Rashi answers, and he says, Lekol diberot ulekol amirot ulekol sivuyim kadma kiri'ah. Whenever Hashem communicated with Moshe Rabbeinu, whether he was communicating to him with the Lashon of Vaidaber, which is, and he spoke, Hashem spoke to Moshe, Vayomer, and he said, or Vaisav, and he commanded, Hashem always first called out to Moshe Rabbeinu by name. He first introduced himself, and then he would have the ensuing discussion with him. And Rashi says, it's Lashon Hibat, an expression of endearment. When Hashem calls you out by name, and he starts with an introduction, it's a way of showing love to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, Lashon shemalachei hasharet mishtameshim bo, shene'emar, vekara ze el ze, and then we say, ve'amar kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. The malachei hasharet, they first addressed each other, and they called out, vekara, to the other, and then they did whatever they were supposed to do in terms of acknowledging the holiness, the kiddushah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi is just telling us why we have Vayikra before Vaidaber. When we're dealing with Moshe Rabbeinu, somebody of that caliber, a Navi from the Jewish people, Hashem first calls out to them by way of introduction, Lashon Hiba, endearment, and then he talks with them. But the Umot HaOlam are different, says Rashi. Aval l'nevi'e Umot HaOlam, the prophets from the Goyim, are different. And Nigla Alehen, Hashem appears to them, Bilshon Arai, in a way that it's like happenstance. It's a coincidence. Hashem just happens upon them. And it's also Vetum'ah, and also a Lashon of impurity, like Baal Keri, somebody who has an emission. Vayikar Elohim El Bil'am. And that's what it says. Hashem happened upon Bil'am. Hashem happened to meet up with him. So we have Vayikar over there. We don't have an introduction of Vayikra and then Vaidaber. It's Vayikar. It's Hashem happened upon Bil'am. Similar word of Vayikra and Vayikar. The Baal HaTurim picks up and he uses this Rashi to explain the small aleph that appears right in the beginning of the parasha. In the first word, it says Vayikra. The Baal HaTurim explains that Moshe Rabbeinu, in his anava, in his total humility, didn't want to write Vayikra when in reference to his own name. He wanted to make it like he was like a low-level prophet because he was so humble, and he wanted to have Vayikar, Hashem happened upon Moshe. He didn't want to make it like he was somebody who was worthy of being greeted by Hashem in such a fashion. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to write Vayikar, said the Baal HaTurim, but Hashem told him, no, Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't write Vayikar. You're not like Bil'am. So you have to write Vayikra. And of course, Moshe Rabbeinu had to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he wrote Vayikra. But his sort of compromise was, he'll write it, but with a small aleph. So the Vayikar aspect is bigger. And then there's an aleph there that's much smaller than the other letters in the Sefer Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, in his total humility, didn't want to be looked at as a person who had the zechut of Hashem, having Hashem appear to him. That's why we look at Moshe Rabbeinu as the greatest man of all time. He was the greatest man of all time. One of the reasons is because of his humility, because he didn't hold himself to be in such high esteem. Moshe Rabbeinu was a very humble man, as we say, V'ha'ish Moshe anav me'od mikol ha'adam.